91X News.
It's 13 degrees and cloudy at 4:02 from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Molly Little. The Islamic State group says it has killed Norwegian and Chinese captives. Correspondent Joseph Krauss reports.
We know very little about these two captives. The Islamic State group announced that it had captured a Norwegian man and a Chinese man back in September, and it demanded ransom for their release. But it was never clear exactly when or where they were captured. Norwegian officials confirmed at the time that there was a Norwegian man being held in Syria who was likely being held by the Islamic State group. The Chinese officials did not comment on the matter.
An official in Paris says the mastermind of last week's Paris attacks was not arrested in today's raid.
Prosecutor Francois Molin says this raid may have stopped another terrorist attack.
Considering the armament, the structured organization and the determination, they were ready to act.
He was speaking through an interpreter. Molin said the fighting was fierce, but the fate of the suspected mastermind of the Paris attack, Abdulhamid Abaoud, and an accomplice are unclear.
Abaoud and Salah Abdeslam are not part of the people who have been arrested.
He adds there are at least two people dead, and it may be them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Many leaders are speaking out about allowing refugees into their country amid the recent attacks. France's president says the country will not back away from its commitment to welcome immigrants. ABC reporter Tom Rivers has more.
He says his country is at war, but France will live up to its principles. Speaking before a gathering of mayors, President Hollande, through a translator, reiterated that France would honor its commitment to accept 30,000 refugees over the next 2 years.
Our humanitarian and duty towards migrants goes side by side with our duty to protect our people.
And on the issue of protection, he wants more international cooperation to combat terrorism and wants a much more aggressive coalition to go after ISIS. Tom Rivers, ABC News, Paris.
Canada remains committed to welcoming 25,000 Syrian refugees by the end of the year, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the safety of Canadians is in priority.
It didn't take the tragedies of Paris for us to suddenly realize that security is important. We've known for a long time, and we continue to be very much committed to keeping Canadians safe while we do the right thing to engage responsibly with this humanitarian crisis.
The Premier of Saskatchewan, Brad Wall, has raised concerns over bringing in refugees to Canada, while Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne is standing by the decision. Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale says there's no reason to raise Canada's threats because of the attacks in Paris last week. He says that the authorities are doing everything they can to keep Canadians safe. RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson says his force is working with security forces from around the world to monitor threats. He says it is time for Canadians to stand together. Provincial Health Minister Eric Hoskins and Immigration Minister Michael Chan discussed concerns about housing and social services for Syrian refugees yesterday. Ontario has pledged to take in 10,000 refugees by the end of next year, and the province is considering looking into hospitals for temporary housing. Military bases are also being looked at by the federal government to house 25,000 refugees expected by the end of the year. Senator John Wallace is resigning from the Conservative caucus. He cited irreconcilable differences between himself and his party over the role of upper chamber. Wallace says he will now sit as an independent senator for New Brunswick. With this news, there are now 46 Conservatives, 29 independent Liberals, 8 independents, and 22 empty positions in the Senate. Ontario's alcohol sales are in for a big change, as the provincial government on Wednesday announced the first successful bidders to sell alcohol in Ontario grocery stores. The grocery stores, which won the initial bid, include Walmart and Sobeys, among many, and both can be found in Belleville. The changes are part of the province's plan to sell beer in 60 grocery stores by December and eventually 450 grocery stores across Ontario. These stores will have to follow strict regulations of selling alcohol safely, designated areas, restricted hours, limited package size, and social responsibility training is required. The next step for these companies is to apply to the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario to sell beer in individual store locations. A free form of therapy will soon be available in the Quinte West area. On Monday, the Quinte West Chamber of Commerce announced the opening of Botanical Gardens in 2017. Deanna Groves, owner of the project, says the walk through the garden will be therapeutic.
Canadian Mental Health Association and other health associations have been telling me that when you do this and people are walking around, it really actually helps people a lot. So not only is it going to be a tourist attraction, we hope to help a lot of people.
The garden is expected to be 5 minutes north of Frankfurt, featuring at least 25 gardens and several different paths. Quinte's transgender community will be holding their annual Day of Remembrance tonight. The evening will include a ceremonial smudge, readings, a short instrumental music piece, and a candlelit vigil. The event will take place at the Hope Center, which is located at 41 Octavia Street in Belleville, and will run from 6 to 8:30. That's QNET News on 91X to 408. Sports is next.
Ah, there's no better way to get around town than with Belleville Transit. With 9 routes running 7 days a week, I know I can always get where I need to go. It's super economical, so I have more money to spend when I go shopping. Oh, and the environmental benefits are good too. When I've got somewhere to go, I always know I can get there with Belleville Transit. This is my stop.
Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
QNET Sports. In Junior A action tonight, Georgetown hosts Mississauga at 7:30. Georgetown is coming off of a 5-4 loss to the Toronto Patriots last night. The schedule is clear in Empire B Junior C hockey. The Napanee Raiders had a 4-2 victory over the Picton Pirates in last night's game. There are 3 games in the NHL tonight, including 3 Canadian teams. Winnipeg plays host to the Vancouver Canucks at 7:30, and later the Chicago Blackhawks are in Edmonton. The Toronto Maple Leafs were in action last night. They beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-1 to get their 4th win in 5 games. Pierre-Alexandre Parenteau scored 2 of the Maple Leafs' 4 power play goals and says the win is good for team confidence.
Yeah, special team is a huge thing around the league right now. 5-on-5, it's pretty tight. It's tough to get anything going. It's a very, very tough league to score goals, 5-on-5. We all know that. So it's nice to have nice like tonight. It gives you a lot of confidence to your power play. It's good for down the road, too.
Montreal Canadiens goalie Carey Price participated in a full practice for the first time today since suffering a lower body injury on October 29th. Despite losing their top goaltender, the Montreal Canadiens have had a winning record. Since Price's absence, goalie Mike Condon has gone 5-1-2 in 8 starts. Price says that the team's goaltending success has removed any pressure to try and come back earlier.
He played very valiantly and over the last couple of weeks. The team played very well, and you know that was a very good sign. I've been saying it all along. This team isn't just about me.
In MLB news, Texas Rangers' Jeff Banister was awarded the American League Manager of the Year. Banister says the entire Rangers organization deserves credit.
I'm truly honored and blessed, really. And this is, it's an organizational award for me. It comes down to our coaching staff, our players, our development staff, a front office. And it really, I get to sit in this seat. I get to accept the award, but really, truly, I get to accept the award for an entire organization.
Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon won in the National League. He has won the award twice with the Tampa Bay Rays and says it's amazing to win in both leagues.
It's a little bit staggering, actually, to do it twice in the American League, to get into the National League and be part of this wonderful Cub organization. It's staggering. So I really, really do appreciate all of that.
And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are in Utah tonight, hoping to get a win after their 115-110 loss against the Golden State Warriors last night. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 4:11 is 13 degrees and cloudy. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 11 with periods of rain after midnight. Tomorrow, a high of 14 with periods of rain in the morning and cloud coverage in the afternoon. Friday has a high of +4 and a mix of sun and cloud. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Molly Little, QNET News, next at 4:30.